بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue on the qualities of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that came in the Quran. From the qualities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had described this Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم with is that he is سِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا سِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا lamp spreading light. قال الله تعالى in this respect in Surah Al-Ahzab chapter 33 verse 45 and 46 يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. O Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, verily we have sent you as a witness and a bearer of glad tidings and a warner and as one who invites to Allah by his leave and as a lamp spreading light. It is known that the lamp has a self-emerging light that spreads, and this is a matter which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the sun with, that it is a siraj because its light is self-emanating, in contrast to the moon whose light is acquired. You can contemplate about this in Surah Nuh 71 verse 16. قال الله تعالى وجعل القمر فيهن نورا وجعل الشمس سراجا and has made the moon a light therein and made the sun a lamp. And the relation of resemblance between the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the lamp is clear. The lamp produces the light that dissipates darkness. And so the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم guides to eliminate the darkness of ignorance, and disbelief, and misguidance. And also this resemblance could also mean that the matter of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam will prevail, like the prevalence of the sun's light. And this is the position which Al-Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah took, that your affair and your matter is apparent by the truth which you brought, like the sun in its rising and in the light it produces. No one denies it except an obstinate. And in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah described him as or with An-Nur, the light. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 15, قال الله تعالى يا أهل الكتاب قد جاءكم رسولنا يبين لكم كثيرا مما كنتم تخفون من الكتاب ويعفو عن كثير قد جاءكم من الله نور وكتاب مبين. O people of the scriptures, Jews and Christians, now has come to you our messenger, explaining to you much of that which he used to hide from the scripture, and passing over, leaving out without explaining much. Indeed, there has come to you from Allah a light and a plain book, a light. Instead of saying قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولُنَا, there has come to you our messenger, Allah substituted that by saying there has come to you from Allah a light and a plain book, meaning the Quran. Why? Because the coming of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam comprised guidance and the Quran. Through Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the path to the truth had been shown and explained. And from the light is that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam exposed what the people of the scriptures hid. What is the task of this light? This is explained in the next verse, 5:16. يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَهُ سُبُلَ السَّلَامِ. This is the first thing. Wherewith Allah guides all those who seek His good pleasure to ways of peace. The second, taking them from the darkness of ignorance and disbelief to the light of knowledge and faith. وَيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ بِإِذْنِهِ. And He brings them out of darkness by His will unto light. And the third, the guidance to the religion of the truth, and that is Islam. وَيَهْدِيهِمْ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And guides them to a straight way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had gathered for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in addition to this light, a physical light, and that is the light of his beauty, alayhi salam. Those who had the honor to be with him and to see him described his face, alayhi salatu wasalam, shining with lights of beauty, as if it is the moon in its full shining, sufficient for the seeker of the truth and for the believers to check the books on the characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning the physical ones, as in the book known as Al-Shama'il Al-Muhammadiyya, the Imam Al-Tirmidhi, and others. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the great companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, مَا رَأَيْتُ أَحْسَنَ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have not seen better than the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَأَنَّ الشَّمْسَ تَجْرِي فِي وَجْهِهِ, as if the sun flows in his face. And Jabir bin Samura radiallahu anhum, may Allah be pleased with him, said, رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في ليلة إضحيان, in a night, meaning with moon shining, and he was dressed with a red garment. And we explained this red garment, it's not fully red as we explained in some other discussions. فَجَعَلْتُ أَنظُرُ إِلَيْهِ وَإِلَى الْقَمَرِ. And I started gazing at him and looking at the moon. فَلَهُ عِنْدِي أَحْسَنُ مِنَ الْقَمَرِ. And to me he is more beautiful than the moon. And a man asked Al-Bara' bin Azib, أَكَانَ وَجْهُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِثْلَ السَّيْفِ. Was the face of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم like a sword? He said, no, rather like the moon, in addition to many other narrations. عليه الصلاة والسلام. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who follow his sunnah and his path. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide those seeking to know of him to come to grasp regarding the reality of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, that he is a true messenger of Allah, and to follow him. والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.